Bison and Tiquis all passed on. This is where headquarters sits today.
Observer anymore. I think you can become part of nature when you go through a forest. That's the main thing I want everybody to get to experience with this field trip. A little bit through what I tell you is that it's a really great place to visit. Walk through slowly. You don't have to be in a hurry. You'll see a lot more.
Seems like that would be a neat time to take out a journal, a sketchbook to draw and write and things like that. It would be a fun place to do that.
It is. We actually are setting up a new self-guided trail and in the forest, in this Red Buckeye Trail. And one of the exhibits is a bench where we suggest that you sit down and sketch what you see.
That's
or
great.
Listen and write something in your journal. It's a good contemplative place.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Donna. I'm sure we'll hear from you again today. Thanks for coming and talking to us about the forest.
Great.
We'll swap places now with Donna and ask Dennis Jones to come back. He was the fellow that you saw earlier talking about the prairies. And Shannon is also going to sit in, and maybe we'll even get her to imitate that baby alligator again in a minute. To keep up with us on the agenda, on the right side of your screen, you should see our 11:30 to 12 schedule. You need to click on the word that says alligators. Welcome back, Dennis.
Hi. Good to be back.
Welcome back, Shannon.
Thank you.
I bet there's a lot of people out there that have been wanting to hear and know about alligators.
And I have a pile of questions. So
a pile of questions.
If you don't answer them, then we'll get to it maybe a little bit later.
Okay.
After lunch.
For it. Yeah.
I'm going to let you go ahead and start where you want to start. And
well,
be sure, Shannon, whenever you want to talk, that you just cut right in.
Well, I've been studying alligators at Brazos Bend State Park for about 15 years. And when I first went there, I really didn't know that much about them. And I was thinking to myself, oh my goodness, there's alligators here. It's going to be real terrible. They're scary. They eat people. And the more I learned about them, the more I discovered that, yeah, they are big, and yeah, they are a predator, and yeah, they are kind of scary, but they're not that big, they're not that scary, and nobody ever really, if they're smart, is going to get hurt by an alligator. They are the largest reptile in North America. And think about this. How many parks or city parks or places can you go and see a large predator of any kind?
I don't know. Not very many.
I can't think of any. There may be some in Colorado and in some of the western states or even in the east where you might be able to see some black bear or grizzlies or something. But how often does a person get to see a cougar or a black bear or a grizzly?
Not very often.
When you come to Brazos Bend, it's an unusual occasion if you don't see an alligator.
Oh, all right. So we're almost guaranteed to see an alligator.
Well, almost, but not quite. They've been around for, 65 million years.
Wow.
They were around when T-Rex was on the earth. It's even possible that an alligator was eaten by a T-Rex. Who knows? Certainly we'll never know.
And maybe you'll tell us in a little while why they're so successful, how they're able to survive for 65 million years?
They're very close to perfect with what they do and the way they're built. They are indeed
perfect. Look at this.
Thanks, Dave. David's
just
bringing
a small little alligator we found.
A bonehead.
A bonehead.
This is Mr. Bonehead. No, I don't know if he ever had a name. This is one of the larger alligators that lived in the park. It died of natural causes, and one time we drained an area where there was water, and we found the skull and
really?
We took it. Yeah.
Well, while you have that there, maybe it's a good time to sort of use this and to look at the second slide that we have here that says how to estimate an alligator's length by looking at their head.
It's really amazing to me that when people see alligators, a lot of times they say, oh, that's not a very big alligator, and really they're looking at a pretty large animal. The way to estimate alligator length is to guess this distance right here.
And what distance is that? What are you showing?
That's the distance between the alligator's eye and the alligator's nose.
The center.
The center.
Right.
The distance between, in a straight line, between the alligator's eye and where his nose is that distance in inches equals how long the alligator is in feet.
Okay.
1 inch equals 1 foot.
So how long would this alligator, well, let Shannon it. How long do you think that
would
be?
How long would you guess?
Egg.
Really? How long's a ruler? How long's a ruler?
About 12.
I think this is a bit longer than a ruler. I would guess the distance that we're looking at on this alligator skull is about 13 or 14 inches. That's what I would guess.
So many would have been 13 or 14 feet.
Big alligator. Big animal. Definitely a big animal.
So we asked them on the third slide to kind of guess how big the next one was.
Yeah, assuming on your screen that the alligator was actual size. I don't know exactly what size your picture is going to be.
Know.
Who knows?
That's right.
But so each person's alligator on their screen is going to be a different size. But if you guess that distance between their nose and their eyes, you're pretty much going to be able to guess how your computer alligator, how big he was.
I think this is a real good picture here. Those of you that don't have the video but you're watching the still, over in the right where your agenda is, you see the picture of the skull that we have here on the table and also the baby alligator. I think that's really neat to see what a drastic size difference
it's
there
incredible.
Is from
Absolutely.
The time that they're young to the time they get to be an adult. Oh, here's a good question for you. Omar wants to know how many pounds an alligator can eat.
How many pounds of meat, I assume?
I assume
because
that's
alligators
what
eat meat.
It wouldn't be insects, would it?
It could be. alligators eat, well, I guess I would think insects would be kind of meat like living creatures. Alligators eat living creatures.
Okay.
After they're dead, of course. But a big alligator, an alligator, say, this, the size of Bonehead here, would have a stomach about the size of a basketball.
Wow. It'd
be about as big as a basketball, and a little bit on the roundish side, if you will. I don't know how many pounds of meat that could be, but once his stomach gets full, then he stops eating until he needs to eat again.
And how long could an alligator go without eating?
Oh.
Do we know?
Well, the Houston Zoo has some alligators, and they don't. They stop feeding their alligators in October, and they don't start to feed them until April the 1st, or somewhere around April. So they go without food easily for 6 months.
Wow.
I've seen alligators go for a year, 2 years without food.
You may talk about this a little bit later, but the people at Brazos Bend State Park do not feed the alligators.
They're
not like captive pets or anything.
They are not pets. We don't treat them like pets. A lot of times people will come to me and they'll say, oh, did you give that alligator a name? And I'll say, no. No. Why don't you give that alligator a name? Well, because if you give it a name, it's like thinking of it like a pet. And these animals are not pets. And when you start thinking of them like that, then you might be able to, you might get yourself in trouble.
If you'll scroll on down on your screen there, you'll see the cold-blooded alligator.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, cold-blooded doesn't mean they have cold blood. What it means is that they depend on their environment. To change their body temperature up or down. If the sun is real hot, then they'll stay in the water or the sun until their body gets to be 90 degrees or so. And then if they get too hot, they'll crawl in the water. If they get too cold, they may go in the water. Have you ever been in a swimming pool, maybe in the water up to your waist?
Not with an alligator.
But have you ever been in a swimming pool with the water up to your waist? And maybe the sun is covered up by a cloud and the wind's blowing a little bit and you get kind of a chill.
Yeah.
And you sink into the water until just your head's sticking out. And you're warm again. Have you ever done that?
I guess I haven't ever noticed that.
I've done that. Yeah. Well, that's how alligators use the water. If it's cold, sometimes the water may be warmer than the air. If it is, they'll go in the water. And sometimes if the water's too cold, like in the springtime, they'll get out on the land and let the sun warm them up.
Is that true of other reptiles like turtles and snakes?
Yes. A lot of cold-blooded animals in general, even insects, do that to some extent. My, what a big set of teeth you have.
At the bottom of page one, you'll see a great set of choppers.
Yeah, that's a serious set of teeth there, and that's on a fairly large animal, obviously. You can see that the teeth are different sizes, and I've heard people say they're sharp teeth, but I don't think of alligators' teeth as really being sharp. They're pointed. But Shannon, you think those are really sharp?
No, they're just really heavy. They kind of look like bullets to me.
Yeah. Well, what they're for basically is just holding on to things, and then alligators' powerful jaws kind of crunch what they eat, and it perforates. It makes holes. And then when the alligator shakes, shakes what they're eating, it tears along the dotted line. Alligators don't chew their food. They swallow it whole, and then it's digested in their stomachs. Uh-huh. So the teeth are mainly for holding things and perforating. A lot of times on a tablet or something, you'll have those little perforations that allow you to tear the paper off nice and easy. And that's what alligators' teeth are for also. They have about 60 teeth in their head, and each tooth can be replaced about 5 or 6 times.
Really?
So they don't have to worry about going to the dentist. Now, you see that picture there? The alligator has his mouth open.
Yeah, I was wondering about
that.
Well,
what he may be doing is he may be practicing a little dental hygiene there. Because if you lived in the water all the time, you would get kind of moldy and mossy, and things would kind of grow on your teeth in your mouth, especially since alligators don't have lips. So what he would do a lot of times is he'll get out in the sun, and he'll open his mouth up, and the air and the sun dry up the gunky stuff that would try to grow around his mouth. People walk by and they see the alligator with his mouth open and they go, "Oh my goodness, that alligator has his mouth open. He's going to..." No, he's not going to attack. He just has his mouth open because he's trying to brush his teeth, I guess. Maybe the way alligators do.
Shannon, is he telling us the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes they open their mouths because they're hot and they're trying to cool off. Like a dog opens his mouth and sticks his tongue out and breathes. That's how alligators can cool off. Sometimes alligators, I think, have their mouths open just because they want to. Have you ever done that?
Because it feels
just
good.
Just because it feels good. You want to have your mouth open. Well, but a lot of times when people see that alligator, when they see that picture, they say, "Oh, look at that alligator. He's being mean." No, he's not.
Just doing what alligators
just
do.
Just doing what alligators do.
At the bottom of page 1, you need to click over then to 2, and that'll take us back up to the top of the page. Dennis Jones is telling us about alligators. Looks like we've got a mother gator at the top. While we're waiting for your photos to come in just for a second, I see that we have a new picture on the right side where your agenda is. So if you're not seeing a new photo in the right, make sure that you refresh your screen. Okay, go ahead, Dennis.
Okay. That first picture shows a mother alligator who's actually guarding her nest. June or July. Late June, early July, the female alligators begin to build their nests in which they'll lay their eggs. What they do basically is they collect a bunch of grass and vegetation and they build a giant compost pile.
Okay.
They'll build a compost pile. If you don't know what a compost pile is, basically it's a way of recycling organic material. And as the organic material is recycled, it gives off heat. Mother alligators are cold-blooded animals, so they can't sit on their eggs that they lay like a mother bird does.
Because then they wouldn't keep them warm?
They couldn't keep them warm. They don't have that much heat to give the eggs to make them incubate like a mother bird would. So what they depend on is the composting giving off the heat and the warm summer sun to incubate the eggs.
So that's when she would lay these eggs during the summertime?
Yes. Well, yeah, in the summertime. And she'd lay between 20 and 60. The average is about 30. Sometimes they go to 40, and even up to 60, but that would be a whole lot of eggs.
Wow.
Usually they're 30, 40. Now, why do they lay so many eggs? Well,
do you know?
Because they lay so many eggs because there's not all of the eggs usually hatch. Most of them don't hatch all of the, they don't usually hatch.
Also, not many of them are going to make it. Once they hatch out, when they're hatchlings, they're going to have a hard time with it. Newly hatched alligators are about 6 to 9 inches long. When they hatch out, and it takes about 60 to 70 days for them to hatch. The summer sun and the composting, it takes 60 to 70 days. During this 60 to 70 days, you know, we talked a little bit about not eating. How long can alligators go without food?
Right.
During this time, the mother alligator probably won't eat. She probably goes 60 to 70 days. Why won't she eat? Because she's guarding her nest, and she's afraid to leave it. When the little baby alligators are fully formed, they'll actually start to chirp inside the egg. And if you're 30 or 40 feet away from a nest, you may hear them chirping inside the egg. They'll make the little chirp sounds. Chirp, 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 chirp sounds.
Inside the egg.
Inside the egg. And it's almost like they're saying to each other, okay, we're all going to hatch out now. It's time to go. We're getting too big for these little eggshells. We have to get out.
Have you ever heard that, Shin? Have you seen a nest of eggs before?
Yes, I have. Matter of fact, I've hatched just a couple of eggs out.
Well, really? How'd you do that?
Well, David and I and Linda, she's another volunteer out there, a nest had been raided by raccoons or something like that, and we all brought them in and were incubating them for a while, and then we all heard them chirping, and then we started just picking some scissors and kind of cutting
the shell. You helped them hatch out then, huh? Mm-hmm. That's neat.
When they came out, they said, Mama, Mama.
I bet they did.
The mother alligator in the wild would hear that sound, and she would go up and start digging in the nest and scoop the eggs up in her mouth and her powerful jaws that you see here. Actually, this is a male because it's so large. The females don't get this big. But she'd scoop the eggs up in her jaws, and she'd gently crack those eggshells to help her babies get out, much like Shannon did with a pair of scissors snipping on the shell. The catch is that if a human were to see that, what the human would say is, oh my goodness, look, that mother alligator's eating her own eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, that alligator, wrong again. Most of the stuff that we think we know about alligators is not really true. What we know about them is what somebody else has told us, and what somebody else told us may not be true. But she cracks those eggs, each one, and takes her babies down to the water, and then she goes back and gets another egg and brings it to the water. And
sounds like they're pretty good mothers.
They are very good mothers. As a matter of fact, you can see down in one of the, third picture?
You're talking about scientists counting
one nest? One below that. This is what happens when the mothers defend their nest. That's what happens when scientists try to count eggs in a nest. You can see someone on the right, on the left of the picture with a reptile hook in their hand, and mother alligator vigorously defending her nest.
So what we've done now is we skipped from the baby picture we just briefly talked about and looked at the drawing of the nest.
The drawing of the nest, and that's what they look like. And scientists, like myself and others, open those nests up from time to time to see how many eggs are in it. You know, if someone were to say, well, how many eggs does an alligator lay? Well, how do you find that out? You have to go count them. So sometimes we go and count the eggs and look and see what kind of condition they're in. And when we do this, this is what we encounter, a mother alligator who's defending her nest.
And so they don't only just open their mouth to for no good reason at all. It looks like sometimes they may open their mouth for some reason.
Yeah, sometimes they open their mouths to warn you that you're too close. Now, the mother alligator, you might say, here again, it's one of those kind of pictures. If you see that, you might say to yourself, oh, that mother alligator's going to attack. Well, if you threaten her enough and you don't give her any choice, yes, she's going to protect her babies. But what she's trying to do is she's trying to say, you're too close. Get away.
That's a warning signal.
Yeah, exactly. And if you listen to it and you get away, she's not going to chase you and leave her nest unprotected. She's not going to hurt you if you leave her alone. She's going to go back to her nest and continue to guard her babies from the next danger that might present itself. The mother alligators are very, very protective, and they have to be, because in nature, a lot of things try to eat baby alligators, a lot of things. So if their mother's not there to protect them, they will be eaten. They'll become food.
Are you ready to tell us about the things that you have there in front of you?
Yeah, we can.
Or do you want to wait?
Well, let's look at the next picture there. Do you see how baby alligators kind of in that picture are just in a little pile? You can't hardly tell one alligator from another. It's just those dark things in the picture are indeed alligators. Mm-hmm. And they're little ones. The reason that they do that is because they stay in a group, because then if a predator comes to eat them, the predator might confuse them for their brother or sister. Does that make sense?
Say it again.
Okay. If you're all in a big group and a predator comes to eat one of you, instead of eating you, it might accidentally catch your brother or sister if you're all together.
So what we're saying is that we hope maybe they'll eat somebody else.
If we stay together, our chances of survival are better. Also in the picture, you can see that they're kind of a black and yellow, kind of stripy looking color. What that does is that helps break up their shape, and it's camouflage. It helps them hide. When they get bigger, they'll lose those colors to a large extent.
Okay. we're at the bottom of page 2, and it says an alligator pod or a what?
Creech. Creech of alligator.
So we could say a creech of alligator.
You could. I don't know that many people do, but I thought that would be a fun word to play with, creech.
What should they do next, Shannon?
Click on the 3 down at the bottom of page 2.
Okay. So that's what we're doing, too. Click on page 3.
Shannon has been going with me to do alligator research and looking around since she was about, 5 years old, I guess. And she's been out there in the field with us. We weren't going to let her get too close when she was younger, because obviously there is an element of danger, but this kid knows a lot about alligators. What you're seeing, people always want to know what alligators eat.
Yeah.
When I'm in one of my wise guy moods, I say, alligators.
That's never very
and
often.
That's never very often. I always say, alligators eat meat. And then they say, well, do they eat fish? And I say, they eat meat. And then they say, well, do they eat birds? And I say, they eat meat. And they say, well, do they eat mammals? And I say, they eat meat. They eat fish, frogs, snakes, birds. They eat meat. But this is really what alligators eat. Alligators are predators, and their job is to control populations of other animals. And alligators eat sick animals. They eat old animals. They eat very young animals. They eat dead animals. They eat injured animals, and they eat dumb animals. That's what alligators eat. If it's meat, they eat it. Now, what we have here is some kind of gruesome pictures of alligators eating.
I'm going to speed up a little bit.
The first picture up there is a big alligator eating a deer. A really large alligator, such as one that might be 10 feet or 12 feet, is going to be able to take and kill prey such as a grown deer.
Okay.
As the alligator gets a little smaller in size, it's not going to try to take food quite as big. One, it can't eat it all. And two, it's just more than they're afraid to take on. But one of the things that helps control alligator populations is cannibalism. Alligators do indeed eat each other. Now, a large alligator is not going to eat a hatchling. It's not interested in eating a hatchling because they're not competing for the same kinds of food. I will tell you this, though, a 3 or 4 foot alligator might eat a hatchling. So the mother alligator is likely to drive away 3 and 4 footers from her area, or she might even eat them.
And Sean Cooper from Austin wants to know what baby alligators eat.
They have to eat things that are, there's baby gators.
So what does that baby gator eat?
They have to eat things their size. And that things that are their size would be little mosquito fish or minnows or dragonfly nymphs or other insects. We'll move Bonehead out of the way there. dragonfly nymphs or other kinds of insects. Flies and mosquitoes, I suppose, mosquito larvae. It's hard to say, but it has to be small, and it has to be some kind of meat-like food, something that is an animal or insect or something.
Oh, I heard him make that little noise.
Did he yerp?
We've only got a couple more minutes before lunch, Dennis, and I know that you had some other things that you wanted to say, so I know that you're going to talk about alligators again after lunch,
so
we may have to zip through some of these things.
Okay, no problem.
Tell us real quick about the winter dens.
Winter dens. People often know that hot weather hurts alligators or that alligators don't like hot weather or cold weather. But alligators don't understand that hot weather can also affect them. But when it gets kind of cold, and for us, 40 degrees Fahrenheit is pretty cold.
Right.
It rarely ever snows where we live. The first time I ever saw snow, I was 12 years old. But the alligators go into the warm water. The water to stay warm. Even on a 40 degree day, the water is going to be considerably warmer than that, so that's where the alligators go. If you kill an alligator down, get them real cold, then they can't hardly move.
And we noticed that in this little guy earlier today.
Yeah, this morning when we came in into the air-conditioned building, he wasn't real excited about moving around much.
We're going to skip on down to the bottom of page 3. There's a photo of kids that are looking at an alligator.
Yeah, those kids are too close. It's okay to look at an alligator, and because they're in the park, we'd like for you to look at them and see them and learn about them.
But what we don't want you to do is get so close that the alligator becomes afraid, because if the alligator becomes afraid, then it might have to protect itself.
Just a couple of more quick comments about the things that we see on page 4. So go ahead and follow along with us. Click on the 4. And we've been talking about what life is like for alligators.
It's not easy.
I'm going to say it's not always easy.
It's not easy being an alligator. First of all, most humans hate you just because you're an alligator. Oh, he's an alligator. It's bad, though. So it's not easy being an alligator. This alligator that you see in the first picture became blind. Are you talking? The first alligator became blind and couldn't find food, and she actually starved to death. You might ask, well, why didn't you feed her? Well, that's not our job. Nature takes care of its own. This gator in the second picture was shot by a shotgun and lived a long, long time with a portion of its snout missing. You can see in that picture. Now, did the alligator deserve to be shot like that and lose part of its snout? I don't think so, but then again, I don't know. Uh-oh. Some of our man-made structures cause alligators to have some problems. This alligator actually drowned because we built the pier and it squeezed through a couple of boards on the pier that it shouldn't have. But alligators aren't that smart, and it got stuck, and then its head stuck under the water and it actually drowned. You can imagine an alligator drowning. We encourage people to come fishing, but at the same time, you don't try to hook alligators. An alligator is not a fish. You're supposed to leave them alone. If you look very, very carefully, you'll see that that alligator has a fishing hook in its eye.
All right, tell us about gator rescue.
Yeah, well, that was kind of a joke picture. That's not a real alligator. We don't wrestle the alligators at Brazos Bend, and I just threw that in there as a picture to show you what we don't do at Brazos Bend State Park.
Now, there are places in other states where they do this.
Yeah, but it's a show, and we're a state park. We're not a circus. We're not Disney World. We're not trying to entertain you. What we're trying to do is educate you and also take care of your land and your animals. Now, if you look at that very last picture, is that a gator or is it a frog? They kind of look froggy, and I thought that was kind of a curious and also fun picture. Doesn't it kind of look like a bullfrog?
The last picture on page 4 certainly gives you something to think about. It does look kind of like a frog.
That one's resting on the bank, getting some sun and warming up.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We've come to the end of the time to talk about alligators, but we will talk about them again at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're going to break now for lunch. And at 1 o'clock, Dennis and Shannon will be back, and they will talk more about alligators and tell us more about them. So all of you that are out there watching and listening to us, be sure and get your questions about alligators. And we will see you again after lunch.
I think you're going to be surprised at some of the answers.
Good. Okay. And we still have some questions from some kids about alligators, but we'll save them.
Okay.
And they might get answered during
that
time.
Sure, absolutely, yes.
Okay. We will see you after lunch.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Nancy's trying to be in all places at one time.
Bye.
Oops, excuse me, Gator.
Quack, quack.
Quack. Bison and Tiklis all passed on. This is where headquarters sits today.